Our next item is conditional use number 1719, Daniel D. Rupert Jr.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1719 for Daniel D. Rupert based upon the record and for the following reasons. The applicant is seeking a conditional use for professional office space. The proposed use is for a bookkeeping business and general contractor's office. As described during the public hearing, both of these proposed uses are very nearly home occupations, and with the conditions and limitations placed upon them, will have little or no impact on neighboring or adjacent properties. The use will be limited to the existing dwelling on the site, and that only approximately 1,000 square feet of the dwelling will be utilized for office space for the contracting business and bookkeeping business. The applicant and his wife will also be residing in the dwelling. There will not be any manufacturing on the site, according to the applicant. Also, the applicant has stated that only one vehicle associated with the construction business will be on the property at any time. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. The use of the property shall be limited to a small home occupation style bookkeeping business and contractor's office. There shall be no manufacturing allowed on the site. There shall be no materials associated with the conditional use stored outside of the premises. Only one business owned by the applicant and associated with the contractor's business shall be permitted on the property. As stated by the applicant, no signage shall be permitted. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The final site plan shall also show specifically the section of the dwelling to be utilized for the bookkeeping and contracting offices. The applicant described this to be approximately 1,000 square feet in size during the public hearing. And the final site plan shall also show all parking and driveway areas, as well as building entrances dedicated to the business use.
Just one recommendation, Mr. Johnson. I think it was condition D. I would suggest that it be changed to state, in addition to the applicant's personal vehicles, only one vehicle owned by the applicant and associated with the business use shall be permitted on the property, just so it's clear that, you know, their own regular cars could be there.
Thank you for that clarification. I amend my motion to include that statement.
Right, sir.
Copy that motion.
No.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1719, Daniel D. Rupert Jr., for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next